This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a key provision of the Voting Rights Act. And now the question is, how will this affect elections in Georgia, one of the states covered by Sections 4 and 5 of the Voting Rights Act that requires jurisdictions to get pre-clearance from the Justice Department before they make changes in their election procedures? Well, now that they don't have to do that, what happens? And one of the first places that will go through this is Macon, just south of Atlanta. Charles Richardson is editorial page editor of the Macon Telegraph. Macon is where they are going to hold elections for, really, the first elections, right, for their new consolidated government. Am I correct?
That's exactly correct. This will be the electing the 9 district seats and the mayoral seat. Macon and Bibb County have been trying to consolidate for almost 100 years, and the voters a year ago decided that that's what they wanted to do, and now here we are, and for about the last 3 months, we've been figuring out when the election is going to be.
But now that the Supreme Court has ruled, what is it that can go ahead that had been held up before?
Well, there was a preclearance portion that basically our county commission and the governor and our state legislators and whatever had to send their changes to the U.S. Justice Department to pre-clear. Because of those answers and clarification requests, the July 16th primary was postponed, and at that time, indefinitely. Now the election is going to be on September 16th.
So the bottom line is, let's say a lot of Democrats, a lot of civil rights advocates felt the election should be in November because that's when more people turn out, and they felt that earlier elections might disenfranchise minority voters. Am I right?
That is exactly correct. And there's another element of this that is also very interesting. The call for the July 16th election also called for nonpartisan elections, which was not part of the consolidation agreement. But following the consolidation passing, Republicans went back and made it nonpartisan, and that has also upset many of the local Democrats, even the local Democrats of our local delegation that are representing us in Atlanta.
So to go back to the date of the election here, so now we have an election taking place in September, and I guess the question will be, will minority turnout for this September election be any different than, say, minority turnout for a similar election that might have been held in the past back in November, correct?
Yes, this is only my conjecture, but here's what I think will happen. We have 6 candidates running for mayor as it stands right now. 4 of those 6 have either been the county commission chairman or the mayor of Macon. One of them, C. Jack Ellis, which you may have heard of before, is running for mayor. He is a great campaigner, and he will use this issue of calling for early elections to get out the vote. And I'm predicting that you're going to have a much higher turnout, higher than the historical data would forecast, for the September election.
And Mr. Ellis is African-American, and you're saying that he will use the September date as a way of making particularly minority voters angry enough to show up. Is that right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Now, one of the other candidates, who is the present Bibb County Commission Chairman, Sam Hart, is also African-American. So it's going to be an interesting play of how that's going to work.
Of course, the whole state is watching this. Are you expecting that if minority turnout holds pretty steady compared to past elections, that we'll hear folks, particularly in the state leadership, say, see, we didn't need all that Justice Department stuff anyway. Our elections are fair.
I think what you're going to see over time, and this election will only barely forecast that, how will games be played in the state house, and will those games be played out as they have been in the past by both parties? So it's going to be interesting to see what will be the action of the political parties after this. What will the next redistricting mean, which won't be for another 6 years, 6 or 7 years. So I think we'll have to wait and see how things play out, not only at statewide level, but also in school boards and municipalities across the state.
There is, of course, the possibility, though, that particularly on the Republican side, we'll see calls for some sort of special session to redraw the lines for state representative all over again, because Now we don't have to go through Justice Department preclearance.
I think you're exactly right. That could happen. But I think that would be an overreach on the part of the lawmakers, because there still can be injunctive relief. The U.S. Justice Department can still respond to suits brought from any individual in Georgia if that were to happen. And I would almost guarantee that that would happen.
Yeah, because a key part of the Voting Rights Act that the court left intact is the section that says you can't discriminate in voting. You don't have to get preclearance anymore, but somebody could still sue after the fact and say we were cheated.
Certainly. Now, not only could they sue after the fact and say we were cheated, they could also sue before the fact. They can say that these particular moves or these particular maps are designed to disenfranchise voters, and the court would have to address that.
But the burden of proof has shifted now from the jurisdiction that wants their lines approved to the person who is saying these lines are bad.
Exactly.
Any guesses on any of the various sides involved in all of this, Republicans, Democrats, minorities, non-minorities, as to whether we'll see minority turnout hold steady for these elections in September?
I think my prediction is that you're going to see a higher than normal turnout in September. The last time C. Jack Ellis ran against Robert Rickard for mayor, and both of these gentlemen are in the pool of six that are running now, they had a runoff. Now, this was just in the city limits of Macon, but in the runoff, the turnout was higher than the general election.
Some folks might argue then it's just a function of these two personalities that make it interesting enough for folks to turn out.
Correct.
Charles Richardson is editorial page editor of the Macon Telegraph. Charles Richardson, thanks so much for giving us this time. And, of course, the whole state's going to be watching this. It should be interesting.
I'll be looking forward to talking to you in the future.